The man who chaired an inquiry into the greyhound racing industry in New South Wales says the governing body should be stripped of some of its powers. The New South Wales parliamentary inquiry looked into the use of live baiting in the industry in 2013, but Greyhound Racing New South Wales says it was shocked by the revelations on Four Corners this week. Bridget Brennan reports.
Dozens of greyhound trainers around the country are facing prosecution and possible lifetime bans from the sport after a police crackdown on the use of live baiting. Six trainers have been stood down in New South Wales, 10 in Victoria and 13 in Queensland. Many were named in a Four Corners program revealing live animals being used in training to help blood the dogs and give them a competitive edge on the track. The revelations, while disturbing, are not new to New South Wales Shooters and Fishers MP Robert Borsak, who chaired a parliamentary inquiry into greyhound racing in New South Wales in 2013.
I think the problem is that that organisation is not under control of the government, and part of that problem also then follows in that it's a very closed industry. It's very, very difficult for anyone from the outside to get on the board to see what's actually going on in there, and something needs to be done about that. Even participants within the industry are not even allowed to be appointed on the board, and even that of itself is a silly thing. I mean, how can a governing body not meant to govern an industry yet have nobody on the board that has industry experience? How does that work? It doesn't make sense to me.
Some vets told the committee at the time that live baiting was still common practice, but Robert Borsak says the committee couldn't find hard evidence of the practice in New South Wales.
If we'd have had this sort of evidence, we could have certainly made a lot more harder-hitting recommendations that the government probably would have then obviously had to follow.
Why couldn't you get that kind of evidence? I mean, why was it up to animal liberation activists and journalists to uncover that kind of evidence?
Well, it's really incumbent upon Greyhounds New South Wales, I guess, to enforce the rules and the law in relation to these matters, and it's not up to the committee. The committee only is there to review the situation.
Greyhound Racing New South Wales says it's setting up a task force to investigate whether live baiting is widespread. It'll be headed by former High Court Judge Michael McHugh, but Mr Borsak believes the state government needs to step in and change the structure of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. His inquiry also recommended the state government expand the powers of the Independent Commission Against Corruption to include the greyhound racing industry.
What we do need is someone that can actually go in and have a look at and deal with complaints from participants in the industry, because in one sense you're talking about people external to the industry making complaints about Greyhounds New South Wales not getting any traction. I can tell you I hear on a regular basis exactly the same from the participants in the industry. When they make complaints, there's a lot of them that talk about being victimised.
Dr Edward Humphreys has been a vet for more than 40 years. For a decade, he was an on-track vet for the greyhound racing industry in Sydney. He says Greyhound Racing New South Wales would have known that live baiting is a common practice.
It's absolutely preposterous to allege that they didn't know, because everybody else knew.
Dr Humphreys is scathing of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. In his submission to the New South Wales parliamentary inquiry, he called for the Ombudsman to investigate the body.
They have no one to answer for. They don't answer to the Minister. They don't answer to the ICAC. They are a law unto themselves and have no oversight whatsoever. And that has led to much of the detrimental occurrences in greyhound racing. The trainers themselves, I can't blame them at all, the majority of them, but the administration, yes, they could have done a lot more than they did.
New South Wales Independent MP Alex Greenwich says the state government should suspend the industry.
But my preference would be that we shut down the greyhound industry. We've obviously seen the revelations on Four Corners, but we also know that this is an industry which engages in the overbreeding of greyhounds, with thousands of greyhounds euthanised every year.
But Shooters and Fishers MP Robert Borsak says that would be devastating to those in the greyhound racing industry doing the right thing.
And I don't support that point of view. I believe the industry is a vital part of the New South Wales rural and regional economy. No, I don't think the industry should be tarred with, you know, the crimes of a few, whether they're high profile or low profile trainers. They should not have been doing it, and they should have the book thrown at them.
That's Shooters and Fishers MP Robert Borsak ending Bridget Brennan's report.